B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What'd I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Something's not right. Room feels different. Writer, what's going on here? Something's off.
This thing.
Something's a little off. I don't know what it is yet.
The hell's this?
I haven't figured out, but something off.
There's something missing in here.
What is this? The hell's this thing?
Oh, that's it? Now we don't get music?
All right.
I guess so.
Something's weird. I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to figure it out.
Something is weird here in the building today.
There's something missing over there. Is there a chair that's normally there?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. The light's a little different.
No, they're bright.
Three guys in studio.
It's a little bright white.
Three of us in here.
That's different.
They feel especially harsh today.
Smoke was coming out of the corner office down there, like big meeting down there between the two ball guys.
Oh, Louth and Radzik?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Churning ideas.
Really?
Yeah, what leaders do?
What were they talking about? Were you involved in the meeting?
A little bit.
What'd you talk about?
Yeah, just like way things are going and stuff. Hey, Bob.
Bob Ronson. WRR Mornings.
The big boys guy.
How you doing, Bob?
Yeah.
Bob.
The man I ripped the mic out of his hand at the Christmas party.
Wow. That feels uncalled for. So what was the meeting about? The way things are going, with the show?
Way of the world COVID. Yeah. I guarantee it was
a COVID meeting?
It was a way of the world COVID meeting.
COVID-19 meeting?
And I wasn't even there, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about the Cleveland situation
See?
Maybe the bubbleization of teams when playoffs start. And boy, if you test positive north of the border, you got to stay up Canada, I guess, now for 14 days. Have fun. Have fun missing Christmas.
Anything about L.A.? Because I'm going to Radio Row, man.
Oh, we're going.
I'm going.
You ain't stopping us.
I'm going. We're getting on that flight. We're going to L.A.
Staying at a real nice hotel.
Indoor mask mandate back in place in L.A.
Ah! It's been in place. Indoor mask. I was at a UCLA. It's indoor. There's a rule out there.
When did that happen?
It never left.
I thought I saw
that. No. Never left. No,
California.
Oh, California. Thank you.
When did that happen? Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, great. I missed that one.
It's good seeing you guys.
Hard to do radio.
Damn it. Have fun doing radio.
Yeah. Louth is here. Oh, boy. Great. Oh, we got a package? You got a delivery?
Yeah.
What we got?
This was downstairs, and it said to Mark Bertrand and Scott Zolak.
Oh, it's very nice.
Phil
Castle.
This one's for the two shows. Zone Bertrand and Felger Mez.
Well, we can open that. It has our name on it. We'll decide if Felger Mez gets...
Our name's first.
Yeah. Correct. That's typically how it works.
Yeah.
Your name is first on the bill. You're required to pay it.
Do the four of you have to gather around and open it together?
No.
We're
not doing that.
Open it.
We're not doing that. This one is just to us. Who's that from, Zoe?
Phil Castagnetti.
Oh. I'm sorry. Phil Vincent, I believe.
Maybe Phil Vincent.
Yeah, down in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
who has the great Zolak and Bertrand song.
Jesus. Not going to be reusing that box.
Back in the archives. Yeah, wow. Wow, really breaking down the cardboard before even getting the box open.
There we go. Spreading his COVID everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. Putting his mouth all over it.
Another box to open.
Ooh.
Another box to open.
Was there something more in that box that sounded like a little bit of a metal sound?
It did.
Hitting the floor.
Bill Vincent. Hey, Mark and Scott.
I'll check the box.
I'll check that
Merry
for
Merry Christmas
us.
And happy holidays.
What's in the box?
Hope you like the gifts. Take care, Phil.
Phil. Now, those look like metal straws.
Straws. You have some kind of Yeti type of thing.
Oh, my God. Another Yeti.
Wow. Another Yeti that... Oh, I think you have mine and I have yours.
That is nice. Yeah, wow, look at that. Another Yeti Tom doesn't get. This is great.
Yeah, Tom and I would just go F ourselves.
Look, this is only two of them this time.
This is awesome. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, what? It says Beetle and Beetle? Phil Vincent Rocks 98.5.
Yeah. Mine just says Zolak.
His just says Zolak.
I love that. If anybody else wants
I
to
think
send
they're
gifts,
stupid.
55 Morrissey Boulevard if you want to send us Christmas gifts.
I like plastic straws.
I like this. I like that pipe cleaner.
For what?
What do you do with it?
Clean the straw.
That's very nice. Very thoughtful.
See? Nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Those are nice straws.
You could take this to California when we go.
Those are quality. Those are quality.
How far is that walk from the hotel? About half a mile? To Radio
Yeah, about something like that.
Yeah, we'll take these when we walk. Get our coffee.
That's it. Zoe and I are declaring that we're going no matter what.
Nothing's stopping us.
We're going to be doing a show from L.A. regardless of Radio Row or guests.
Well, we might be there if the Patriots are there. I mean, then you really don't have a choice with this team. Come on.
Let's go Patriots.
I got a little nugget on that one, too.
What do you have?
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
As far as the two-team arrival.
What do you have?
Well, it's going to be late in the week. It's not going to be like a normal Super Bowl week for them.
Didn't they do that last year, too?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Which I think the teams...
Thursday night, Friday
only
morning.
One team had to travel, but I believe they said they liked it.
Thursday night, Friday
Yeah, they're
morning.
Not going to stick with that, though, in normal times.
They don't want that. You want to enjoy Super Bowl.
They want the guys in front of the microphones every single day and do the availability with the entire national media.
That's going to be fun all week on Zoom again, guys, huh?
They do.
Yeah.
There's great buildup for the game the week of the Super Bowl when everyone is centrally located.
Yeah.
There is.
Takes the buzz of the week away. It does. Totally
Yeah.
does.
Yeah, when you have teams that say things, and Patriots are definitely not one of those teams, but in a year when you have two teams that will talk about the actual game, there's good buzz and good buildup and sound bites coming out of that. All right. Well, let's get to it here. This week, it's the Indianapolis Colts for the Patriots, and I told you yesterday, that I still hated Indianapolis, and I got no use for them. And then yesterday, after you had told me that no need to hate Indy, nah, it's okay, it's nice town, nice people, blah, blah, blah.
I hate them. And burgers.
I hate them.
Now I hate them again?
Yeah, I hate them.
All because of Greg Doyle?
Yep.
Columnist for
Bunch
the Indianapolis Star?
Bunch of rats.
What did Greg Doyle say?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I haven't read it.
No one knows.
It's a firewall. You have to pay it. No one's going to do it.
I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying for crap.
It's behind the paywall, so all we've seen is the tweet with the summation of his column.
Do we really need any more than that? It's his tweet. He wrote the tweet. It's not like it's an editor who wrote a headline.
Okay, so what does Greg Doyle's tweet say?
It says, Bill Belichick remains smug, Josh McDaniels remains a twerp, and Deflategate remains fresh.
Oh, does it?
When the Patriots visit the Colts on Saturday, I hope you boo their ass, and I wouldn't mind if the Colts beat their ass. Yeah.
Another guy that admits that it's just a bad fan base that can't cheer. Hey, get up and boo the visiting team, people. It's inside a dome. We should make them feel uncomfortable. Drink a lot before the game. Get loud. Let's get loud. Let's get lit. Yeah. It doesn't work there. It doesn't.
I don't think,
family environment.
I don't think Josh McDaniels is a twerp.
Well, he has grown a couple inches over the last couple of years.
And I don't think Deflategate is fresh.
Yeah, I think Brady destroyed that. Post Deflategate and how he has played.
I think Belichick is smug. But
yeah, sure. So?
Yeah.
And the point being?
So yeah, you're 1 for 3 and
what? I think Ty Anderson, 98.5thesportshub.com, had the best retweet of Greg Doyle yesterday. I I did a literal LOL, Hardy. Laughed out loud when I read this.
Oh.
Ty Anderson wrote, a great read for any Colts fan thinking about rooting for the Patriots in this weekend's Patriots-Colts game. Like, oh, the columnist for the Indy Star says the Patriots suck. Ooh, interesting read.
It must suck living there and writing the same thing every day. Like, what else is there in Indy? What else are you going to talk about? Butler hoops? I mean.
Oh, man. So I feel like the Indy side of this has probably maybe more hate for the Patriots than the Patriot side does for the Colts. And I'm going to base that based on what you said yesterday. Like, you're over it. Ah, Indy, they're nice people. You know? You don't even feel any hate for Indianapolis.
I don't.
I still don't like them. I see that horseshoe and I think, ugh.
They're stupid.
Peyton Manning,
Reggie Wayne.
The whole game presentation.
Has there ever been a more overrated player than Dallas Clark? I mean, he was a good player. But the way they talked about him was like he invented the position when he was playing.
Yeah.
I think that really was maybe Jim Nance that really just sort of is burned in my memory of them just gushing over
Frank Wycheck was better than Frank Wycheck is better than Dallas Clark.
It really is. It really, really boils down to that. All those years of watching Patriots Colts and listening to Jim Nance just get so ridiculously excited when the Colts had success and when Peyton, his buddy Peyton, was having success. Maybe that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the hate that I have.
It's
Nance.
Peyton. Yeah.
Oh, the cold Dallas Clark. Oh,
I'm doing it.
So special. No disrespect to Dallas Clark, really just to the people who talked about Dallas Clark at the time.
Yeah. Nice player.
Yeah, good. No, really. Good player. Good player. Had a nice career. Played for a decade.
Yeah.
But, the Colts. I still hate him. I still hate it all.
Is that banner still up?
I'm sure it is.
Finalist?
No, I'm sure it is. Why would you take it down when you put something up like that? Oh, if you're dumb enough to put it up, you're dumb enough to keep it there.
No, I thought
the undefeated came down.
I thought I remembered them taking it down.
Patriots took the undefeated season down. 16-0 regular season. That one came down pretty quick.
Yeah, but we had others.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to...
Did you feel the buzz for this game?
A little bit, I guess.
I guess, huh? Carson Wentz, yeah.
I don't feel like there's the same amount of buzz as maybe there should be.
They're going to roll. They're going to roll again.
What's the buzzometer?
6.5.
5 flat.
Does the Saturday night do anything?
No, it worsens it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a bad time of year for a Saturday
Terrible time
game.
For Saturday. People are busy
People have
Saturday.
A lot of stuff going on.
Right. Thank God the
everyone's out getting their COVID, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's a busy time of year.
I mean, you got parties to go to, doorknobs to lick.
I have two super spreaders I won't be able to attend on Saturday because of this game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Were there ones you really wanted to attend though?
No, I don't want.
See,
to.
See, I also been affected by this. Also,
there's only one every.
What
year.
Have you been affected? What
the unavailability to attend a super spreader
because you're going to the game.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be at the game.
That's a neighbor's party that I like, and he throws a hell of a party. And I wanted to go to the party. We liked going to that party, but we can't go to that party.
You wouldn't have been going to the party either way, even if the game was on
Sunday. I'll be there in spirit.
In spirit. That's good. All right, 617-779-0985.
I might go to his house after the game.
Does anyone even care about Greg Doyle anymore?
No. He writes about the same damn thing.
This guy pops up once
the original.
Every, 7 years now? That's
Well, why would we care about Greg Doyle in Boston?
Because we cared a lot in 2014 when people were reading him and ripping him and getting pissed off about him.
Yeah, that was during Deflategate.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think he's clinging to that to try and stay
relevant.
Relevant and to stay in that conversation of people getting mad.
Who was the older guy that wrote it first? Then
Kravitz.
Kravitz. That's right. Portnoy stalked him. Stood there and stared at him at the combine. That was great. Come on, Bobby. Talk, Bobby.
All right, 617-779-0985. Mac Jones is on the injury report. A bunch of others are on the injury report. NFL COVID trouble on the horizon here. 75 players over the last 2 days have tested positive for COVID. We'll talk about all this coming up this hour. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Izzy,
we open that package yet back there? Pat Milliken open it. Give it to him. He'll take care of that.
Zoe's back.
I'm going to send you home again.
Great.
What, you want to go home now?
No, I don't. Okay. I hate doing shows from home.
All right.
Miserable. I do like the convenience of your own kitchen at home.
That is good.
Just a little rundown here or there, having a cup of coffee or...
Sneaky underrated.
I don't have to leave my door, put my mask on, and go downstairs to get it, you know, like you do here.
You know what I think it is, too? When we had to do it in 2020 for an extended period of time, we got used to it. We adjusted, you know? After doing it
well,
for...
some of us.
Well, do it, well...
Just shut up.
I'm just saying from a show perspective.
Right. Going,
after a few weeks, we got okay at it.
Oh.
Yeah. Our ratings didn't suffer. We did all
right. No, yeah. I mean, I got to tell my kid about Santa this week. Had that talk.
What, you set him straight?
Set him straight.
Seventh grade?
Yep, he fought it. He thought it was a test.
After the birds and the bees, huh?
No, we're not doing that one ever. Mm-mm.
The kid's shaving. He's like, come here, I gotta talk to you about
come here. So, you're 12, you're 6'2". Okay, I don't want kids to laugh at you, right?
All right, so you told him how great of a guy Santa is.
I did.
And... how he's gonna
he's like, no,
deliver in a big way this
year. No, you're not fooling me.
And how kids listen to this show.
I said, no, I remember I told you, you had to believe to get, right? That was part of the role.
Well, so, there's a certain age where Santa is done, you know, with you.
He figured it out 4 years ago, he said.
What did we get there?
He had a confession.
What's in the old box there?
A card addressed to Zoe, Beetle, Hardy, and Tyler.
Well, no, it's not.
Open it up then.
Is it really?
Read the card.
Are you not on the card?
What are we doing?
That's fantastic. That's a good listener.
We are both on the card.
Was it a fruitcake? What do we got there?
Yeah. What is it? Who's it from?
Bring it in here.
How about we open that damn card? Read it. Merry Christmas, you know?
The one in the box is for Felger and Maz.
Open right. That anyway.
You ever think like T-Bone goes at half speed sometimes?
Yes.
You ever think that?
Deliberately.
Yes. Yeah, deliberately.
It's like T-Bone does a show from home.
Look at him processing the entire card.
It's like T-Bone's on 7-second delay.
Yeah.
I watch or listen to the show every day.
Your nickname
I love it,
should be
especially,
Red Button.
Especially when you guys go off topic and are out of control.
Well, like right
all
now.
Enjoy the holidays and have a happy, healthy new year.
Thank you.
Kim Pouliot.
Kim, thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
What
did Kim,
nice.
What did Kim say?
She also sent a gift.
What is the gift?
French girl.
Looks like some sort of tin back there.
Tin cookies? It's in there.
Homemade baked goods?
Looks like some fudge.
Maybe it's nude. Maybe it's the nude pajamas you can buy nude.
Yeah.
Fudge with nuts in it, by the way.
Fudge nuts.
Also, Tyler can't have either one.
Tyler's allergic to.
Tyler, you get nuts inside the fudge.
Do we have a full list of Tyler's allergies? I feel like we should be the school nurse and keep that on file here so that we don't kill him.
Chocolate. Peanuts, basic baseball stats.
That's it. I'm healthy besides those things.
Do you notice that the peanut allergy goes away at middle school?
That is a real thing. And sometimes with chocolate as well. So they've actually told me I could go in for like an allergy test. I just have never cared to.
Because we could send
let's
now.
Let's do
peanut
a live
butter.
Allergy
send,
test.
Well, let's do it
peanut
now.
Butter and jelly sandwiches
just
in.
Take like a little.
We always used to get yelled at for sending peanut butter.
Just put a little bit on the tongue there yes. And see what happens.
He leaves his EpiPen at home. That's right.
It's not a clinical test, but this should work.
Do you have an EpiPen?
Yes.
And you don't bring it with you here?
No.
That's bad. I do not want you to die on our watch.
I've never had even a close call.
We got to have an EpiPen here.
No, they're prescribed to you as an individual. It's not like a...
I'd have to
it's
legit
not like
consume
something you can
it.
Pick
I know
up.
That, but...
Well, why don't you legit consume it and see if you're still allergic?
I don't have time to go to the emergency room.
Do you have shellfish?
You wouldn't
allergy.
Have to. We'd take care of it here.
What, not if I start having a reaction.
We'd give you Hardy, some Benadryl, you dummy.
Hardy comes from a long
we got
line
a supermarket right
of,
next door.
Of home surgeons and doctors.
Home health.
I don't know if you know that, but he's got a lot of...
He's what? All puffed up. He's got raw bacon all over him.
Goes back for generations. I'll get that swelling down. Give me a DeWalt drill bit. 1/16. That's all I need. Just got to pierce the skin.
Yeah, he's got a lot of history of taking care of people in his family.
I do.
All right?
I kind of want to slam my nail again.
So I can
relieve
the pressure for you?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I haven't had that happen.
So let's consider that. Maybe after the new year, we'll give you the allergy test.
I'll trust you, Hardy.
Live on the air. Okay. Mac Jones is on the injury report. It's his non-throwing hand. His non-throwing hand that he hurt his thumb. What happened there? Only threw three passes in the last game, so I don't think it happened in the game.
Handoff hand?
Did it happen on a handoff?
Could it happen on a sneak?
Did it happen on a snap?
Could it happen in practice last week?
When did it happen?
Obviously, it did not happen after the game. Happened in practice last week.
You worried about this?
Nah. His non-throwing hand.
You ever hurt your non-throwing hand, Zoe?
Yeah.
And what happens?
You tape it up and you go.
So it's no big deal.
Yeah, I shattered my knuckles. Actually, I had to get pins put in. Still played. I was in high school. Sorry.
I'm definitely back. Most definitely back. So this is not something we have to worry about whatsoever.
Right.
I think the bigger threat to any team right now is having guys go into protocol.
It's the number one threat.
That now has become quickly the number one threat for your team.
Brady talked about this months ago. He said the biggest, and he said this thing's going to get bad. He goes, we need to be smart about this because this is going to be the hardest thing to fight. So you look at the way this thing has trended over the last 2 weeks. It's not good. Then you have the news of what's going on up over the border and the ability to get back in if you test positive from a hockey standpoint. That affects that. You hear Bergeron's comments regarding the Olympics coming up and how difficult it's going to be. Guys going to be tapping out of that. Cleveland is shut down right now. Baker Mayfield is dealing with it. Seems like it's spreading like wildfire in that building.
12 players on the COVID list for the Browns.
Head coach and the quarterback.
Right. Stefanski.
That's not good.
And now Baker Mayfield. And, you know, now that sort of calls into question what happens the rest of the week there.
Not only the rest of the week, we're getting close to the end here. Do you now approach the playoffs differently?
You either post two negative tests or you wait out 10 days. And if you're testing positive... And you've tested positive, and even if you don't have symptoms, it may not be possible to test negative twice in the before the game on Sunday.
Maybe you got to stop testing as much.
I said that like way back when. Once, just one time. Once you're vaccinated, once you got the whole team's fully vaxxed, okay, don't test.
What's the current schedule of testing? Is it not the start of the week? Is that not it?
Once a week.
But they can't do that because not everybody's vaccinated.
It's not like they're testing every day, though.
But if you're contacting, there's somebody in the building that has now been approached as a contact tracer. Now, all of a sudden, I think that kicks it back into effect to where you get tested more.
And by the way, the league ever put out a rule that said if everybody gets vaccinated, then you don't have to test anymore. I don't think that's but that's what they. I feel they should have done, they should stop testing.
Remember they were getting tested every day? I thought that was part of the agreement, that if everybody gets double vaxxed, then you don't test every day.
You don't have to test as much.
And then they made it miserable for the guys that did not have it to come in at like 5 a.m. to test to make sure you'd be ready to go for the day. Because they turn it around in about 2 hours. So it seems like they've changed this thing on the fly a little bit. But don't you have to adjust if there's a breakout? Then what are we doing testing? Like the fact you got a guy in your building, like Duggar had it. What was the situation last week in New England? The fact Duggar got it, then did everybody have to come in the next day and get tested?
I don't know.
Or his group?
I don't know.
Safeties, you know? Everybody was on the Buffalo plane, right?
Close contacts would have had to have continued to test. That's what they do.
Whew.
So I think the reason why they're going to continue to test is so that if they have a team that has it, Hardy, think about it this way. If they don't take the 12 players that have it in Cleveland, and staff included, that 12 people
out of the equation and the whole team gets it, what are you now doing? You're now not having a game? You're so canceling a week of football?
Kind of, yeah, because you're not even practicing now.
They're trying to keep at least teams intact enough to play games, is what they're doing.
I guess, but it goes back to the people that have tested positive and they've isolated and are going to remove. Are any of them sick?
Well, I just think that we're not at a point where...
The answer's no.
If you were in according to the report answer. On Baker Mayfield, he is not sick. He's not feeling it. He's not having
same
any
thing with Stefanski.
Sick
fine.
Symptoms.
Feels fine.
Right.
But the rules of society at the moment are if you have COVID, you isolate to not be spreading the virus.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. So I wonder, and this is not about the NFL, I wonder if at some point there are changes in how it's viewed if, let's say, the new variant is spreading wildly. And I know what people have said, what doctors have said, that you can't have that happen because if you do... even if the symptoms are more mild and there are fewer people getting sick, the fact that the sheer volume of cases will produce more people that do need to be in the hospital, and it will overrun the hospital system, which is why stopping the spread is very important. So they don't want to have that happen based on the volume of cases. Even if it's a much smaller percentage of people that get sick, there will be more in terms of the actual number because of the number of cases. So the NFL is not about to say, oh, if you have COVID, just go to work and it doesn't matter. They're not going to do that, whether you are sick or not. And no one is doing that. No employer in this country is saying, yeah, if you have COVID, just come to work because you're not sick. No one's doing that.
I mean, last night you had what? Jalen Ramsey and...
But here's the difference, Beetle. Like, around here,
and
how many people are in the building today?
OBJ,
20?
Sure.
How many of us currently are positive for COVID?
Don't know.
We don't know.
Somebody is.
Because we don't test as regularly as they do in...
Who do you want to put your money on?
As they do in the NFL or the NHL or the NBA or anything like that.
So negative.
That is the difference. We can function. We can operate. All three of us might be positive right now. But it doesn't matter.
I mean, we do have positive employees right now that are at home, tested positive, and are quarantined.
Right. But that was because they went and got a test based on... either their own or the company's protocol. Our testing protocol is, I think, at a much lower rate. We have far fewer tests than professional sports teams do right now. And for that reason, I'm sure.
I don't know. I bet I would rival some players on a professional sports team now with the number of tests I took.
Your testing alone from 2 weeks ago throws the number off.
Yeah, right.
You take those out. It's like taking away that 60-yard rush. You take away that 60-yard rush. He really only carried the ball eight times for 40
yards.
That's
a good question. Does his negatives all get thrown into the same negative pot, meaning, oh, we got 10 people tested negative, or is it just one people tested negative 10 times?
My point is this. We've been able to function more closely to fully staffed than you know the teams are right now because we don't test as much. If you're not sick, you don't test, and that way you can show up and be positive around a bunch of other fully vaccinated people, so and it doesn't matter.
I get what you're saying. The testing should be the same as what anybody else, which is if you're a close contact, you test.
Yes.
If you have a reason to test, if you have a symptom, you test.
Yes.
If you're
a
close contact, you test.
Here's the problem. Like, we have these random testings in school, so we all signed up for that. So they randomly
pool
testing.
Right.
Two of my daughter's friends, fully vaccinated, tested positive with no symptoms. And now they're out of school. They would have never known that if they didn't randomly pool test them. So what's right?
Well, I mean, if they had stayed, the potential is that there are other people then in the class that end up with it. Right.
We guess. Maybe. Maybe not. I think just some people are more vulnerable to it.
Headlines here. We're back. 617-779-0985. That is now the biggest threat to the NFL down the stretch. That's it. That's what's going to happen. Cleveland getting wiped out by COVID this week. And I think that puts probably their game could potentially be in doubt if they have a bunch of more guys that come down with it. So we'll talk more about that coming up and your calls on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
the Sports Hub.
We've got a good smorgasbord of calls here. That's what we've got.
Let's do them.
Let's do that. 617-779-0985. Matt in Rhode Island on Greg Doyle's column out in Indy. What do you got, Matt? Did you read it? Did you pay to read it? Have you seen it?
No, I did not pay to read it. I don't need to read the whole thing. I can just read the headlines. This guy is just a complete spoon. I keep borrowing that term from Matt. This guy is just a spoon. Like, give it up. Like, the Colts are the Tampa Bay Rays of the NFL. They put up these stupid banners for winning like 8 games a year. Like, this is a clown franchise. Good thing Josh backed out of this thing, because they're just a joke. They're a meddling 8-8 team. Carson Wentz is the perfect fit for quarterback for them. It's just a clown show. And this guy, you know, Greg, just needs to shut the hell up.
Okay, then. He believes the Patriots are the bad guys. That's what he believes. Mike's in Malden. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I heard you guys last segment talking about Christmas gifts. I was curious about what is and isn't acceptable. The reason I ask, I know Fred Tutcher won't eat food from a listener.
He's weird.
And 3 years ago, I sent a 30-pound Christmas present to Jermaine Wiggins that everyone had a huge freak out about. So are there things that I can or can't send into the station and grab?
A 30-pound gift?
You sent that box of weed?
Maybe not me, but a friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's okay. We're legal. Who cares?
Yeah, that is true.
Pot's legal.
It's legal. Yeah,
it's a bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't send it through the UPS this time, Mike. I'd deliver that in person. You know,
they did claim it though.
They were quick to claim it. Put it right in the hands of the person who you're trying to get that to.
Yep.
Instead of us turning over all those bricks of weed to the authorities,
and you got the "Hey, wake up, people!" crew down there, just trying to sift through it and claim responsibility for it.
How much weed is in the box? Here. Did you ever lay eyes on it?
I never did.
Hardy, did you?
No.
I never saw it. I never saw it, myself.
Well, we may have seen it. We may have walked past it a number of times.
Yeah, not knowing down what it was.
Yeah.
Was that Leo's fault for putting it in there? I don't think so.
Well, I'm just curious how much. Oh, my phone is ringing. I'm sorry. That's technically never me that happened.
That when someone calls you, that's what it sounds like?
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
Potential spam.
Oh, potential.
Potential spam.
Spam likely. I like that one. Spam likely.
Yeah. Potential spam. Nate's in New York. Nate.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Hey.
Happy belated.
Thanks, brother.
Just wanted to call to discuss maybe the Patriots game plan against the Colts on Saturday. And I just can't help but think back to Mark Andrews' performance against them, where he had 140 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns, 11 catches. So I'm just thinking that obviously we're going to want to establish the run. But additionally, I think we really should dial up the seams. I think Hunter Henry should have a big game. And then on the flip side of the ball, with Duggar coming back, hopefully that can help us shut down Michael Pittman, which is really their biggest threat. I think they're sort of receiver by committee after him. So looking forward to him.
Okay. Something stuck out with me post-Buffalo. The Devin McCourty press conference, and we were standing at the podium, and somebody asked him, you know, about like guys like Bryant and these other guys stepping up, and he said, man, we miss my man Duggs. Like, normally, from a guy on a team, like, it's just next guy stands up, he's got to be ready to go and get in there. No, like, that's how good I guess Duggar is. You know, you got guys like, yeah, those guys did well. Nothing against them, but we need Doug's back. I'm like, wow. That kid's presence is known and recognized. So it is interesting with the seam stuff, and that comes from a Baltimore team that doesn't know how to throw the ball. The fact that guy could get open for as much as he did against them, because they really don't spread it. They don't layer things. You know, just easy throws right down a seam to him. And Henry's as good as Andrews. Andrews might be able to be a little more athletic. I think Henry's a little more clunkier than Andrews, but should be able to get Henry open in this game a little bit, especially if the run's working. That's where Mac benefits off of play action, gets his hips around. So,
well, I know what would make Greg Doyle's head explode, to go back to that point quickly, and that is a Patriots-Bucks Super Bowl. That would make him melt down. Anthony and Milford, what do you think about that potential matchup?
All I got to say is for the people that want a Brady Belichick Bowl, is that what you really want? Do you really want to play? I want the Super Bowl to be so boring my dad's going upstairs to sleep or work Monday morning. I don't want to play Brady in the Super Bowl.
So you're going to base your father's sleep pattern on a Super Bowl freaking Sunday. That the game's so boring, Dad would cash it in.
Yeah.
I would sit there up for 5 hours to rewatch Bears-Colts in the rain in Miami again.
No, I like his point.
And never go to sleep.
I like his point. You know what he's saying? He wants the Patriots to actually win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's his point. He wants it to be boring. He wants it to be an inferior team, not a good team. He doesn't want Brady in the Bucs.
I didn't take that.
He doesn't want Green Bay.
Okay.
He doesn't want a hot team in there.
I took it as he's so bored watching all teams be good.
No, he's saying, I don't want to deal with that whatsoever. Deal with Brady in the Super Bowl and deal with everything that would go with that. What would be better, losing to Brady in the Super Bowl or getting to the Super Bowl and beating name an NFC team, the Cowboys?
What would be better?
Yeah, losing to Brady or winning against the Cowboys. It's winning against the Cowboys. A team they already lost to. Name another team. Jimmy G and the 49ers go on a run.
Of course it's going to be better.
Of course it's better. That's his point. He doesn't think they could beat the Bucs again.
Oh.
He doesn't think that they would win the game. Root for a wild card team to go on a big run in the NFC.
Yeah, go Washington football team.
Yeah. WFT. Woo!
What
all set with Brady. I'd take the Cardinals if they can get there. No problem. That's stupid team. After watching
overrated,
that the other night.
What an overrated clown
overrated
show.
Overrated clown show of a coach. Overrated team right now. A lot of talent on the roster, though.
Yeah. Head coach is probably watching Oklahoma videos. He can't wait to get there. 9 years, $90 million.
Again, they filled that vacancy. He's not going to Oklahoma.
He'll be going to the next team then.
Whatever that next team is.
They filled that. Yep. There'll be one open. That's the way it goes in college now.
Coming up next, we are giving away a $100 gift card to Boom Boom Games, and we're qualifying you to win a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. You want to stick around for that? We'll do it right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports right. Show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub. I know you know what she's smiling at me.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Boom Boom Games gift card and be automatically entered for the chance to score their choice of a PS5 or Xbox Series X. Boom Boom Games and Bill Ricker, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. And they have a new store opening in the same plaza where they are in Bill Ricker early in 2022. Boom Boom Entertainment with arcades and tabletop games to play.
Place is awesome.
Yeah. So right now, call the contest line and have a shot to get the $100 gift card and also be entered for the grand prize, which will be determined on Friday.
What's up, Boom Boom? Benny and Boom Boom Games up there. They got a big LED monitor behind the thing that they always have us on. All the shows. So they love us.
What's up, Boom Boom Games?
What's up, Boom Boom?
What's up, Boom Boom? That is 306 Boston Road. By the way, and Bill Ricka, if you're looking for those
Boston.
Guys. Yes, Boston.
Good pizza place right next door.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that deli is next door
yes, sir.
That brought us lunch, and they are spectacular.
Exquisite. Good stuff in Bill Ricka.
Jake in Boston. Jake.
Hey, boys. I was in Tampa over the weekend, so I'm a day behind on my TV, so I'm watching Breakdown Giselle on the Brady Doc. some point this week. I also have had borderline erotic fantasies about Bill Belichick doing what Logan Roy did to his kid during the Succession finale on Sunday night, which was incredible. Incredible. Best TV of the year, no doubt. But now that I've got that off my chest, a couple questions for you boys.
Yeah, okay.
Why should any NFL player or staffer get a COVID booster shot unless you take testing off the table right now? And mind you, Woody Johnson's Jets vaccine still blows. Who looks better now, Baker Mayfield, who has to sit in a really important game after saying, quote, the vaccine serves as a competitive advantage in July, or Aaron Rodgers, who was bullied immensely by the world and will miss the same amount of games? The NFLPA has shown no stones in this process. They should be leading the way on pushing for limited testing in exchange for the vaccine.
I agree.
As opposed to begging for more testing, which they did back in August. So you have 75 players tested positive. None of them are really actually sick. This isn't the flu anymore.
You don't know that. You're stating something you don't
know. No, I agree on the low testing. They need to stop testing as much.
So the for the vaccinated players, especially if there is a boosted vaccinated player, there should be less testing. That would make sense.
It's like fast pass at the airport. Yep. Did you get pre-screen? Okay, go ahead.
If you're a close contact, you test. But if you're right now, I know this just because of having gone through it. If you're a close contact and you're fully vaccinated, you do not have a requirement to quarantine. No one is telling you to quarantine. Not your Department of Health, not your CDC guidelines, no one. You are allowed to do whatever it is you want to do. It is recommended that you wear a mask for 14 days following the exposure mm-hmm. when you're out in public. That's it. You're not required to quarantine. So
I'll come in and come back quicker.
What's that?
I'll come in and come back quicker.
Well, because we don't mask here.
Oh, so okay.
That's part of the thing.
Gotcha.
Which I hope is not going to ruin Radio Row.
I meant that matter. We're gone.
But Zoe and I will broadcast from the hotel room. We don't care.
I'll do it in a bubble.
Doesn't bother us.
Wrap me up in paper.
Tom in Upton. Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
So one of the biggest problems right now with the spread, in my opinion, I'm in immunology myself, and I hadn't actually read the studies, like, you know, carefully. That 95% number that you hear everywhere is a misnomer because it's 95% effective against symptomatic COVID. They, in the study, did not test everyone, which is asinine, in my opinion, when you're doing an efficacy.
I got to let you go, Tom. Unfortunately, we have some breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Patrice Bergeron has been placed in the COVID-19 protocol. So, he will join Brad Marchand, who's in the protocol, along with Craig Smith. This just after Coach Bruce Cassidy rejoined the team just a couple of days ago. He's out of it, but now Craig Smith, Brad Marchand, and Patrice Bergeron all in COVID protocol.
As if the Bruins' troubles weren't problematic enough
right.
for them on the ice. How'd they look last night?
Three of your top six. No big deal.
I'll be all right. Okay, the Bruins' captain now out with COVID.
Next guy up.
For the COVID protocol. We will talk to... We'll talk to David Andrews, Patriots center. He's going to join us after the
it's
headlines.
It's never going to end!
All right. Jesus headlines Christmas. Here. We're right back. It's unbelievable.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.